Well, hello, and thanks again for your call. It's daily inspiration time, and I hope to inspire, to challenge, and to help perfect you in Jesus Christ today through the only way you can be perfected, and that is through the Word of God. I'm convinced that in my hands today I have a Bible, and it is the perfect Word of God. I believe that God has preserved His Word in English, and I thank God for this King James Bible I'm holding. A lot of folks want to listen to a lot of different Bibles and a lot of different thoughts and a lot of different ideas, but I'm going to stick with what I've found to be the truth. So read your Bible and obey it, and I hope you're reading the King James today. Well, let's go to Mark chapter 7. And we're going to reflect back on a prophecy that Isaiah the prophet prophesied. And it goes on to say, in verse 1 of chapter 7, we'll begin. Then came together unto him the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashing hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands, oft eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? He answered and said unto them, well, hath Esaias, or Isaiah, prophesied of you hypocrites? As it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and of cups, and many other such like things you do. And he said unto them, full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say, a gift, but whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or for his mother, making the word of God of none effect through your traditions, which ye have delivered, and many such like things ye do. Well, this is the most powerful thoughts here, that we are probably guilty or will be guilty of it sometime in our life. You know, it goes to make a God, you know, the Ten Commandments, that thou shalt not make unto thee a graven image. You know, making a God to suit yourself is a wicked sin. You know, making God's word, fit your life in a perversion of God's word is not going to work. You must let God's word speak, and we must bow to that. So the real accusation here, these men had added rules to God's word, and they became more potent than the word of God. And it was man-pleasing. It was their own way. It was exclusiveness. They could do this and stand out. It was something they could do in their own strength. But Isaiah the prophet said, the day is coming, and it is. This people honors me with their lips. You know, talk is cheap. We know that old saying, talk is cheap. But he said, their heart is far from me. Now, I'm going to tell you what. This is a sin that probably knocks on my door and your door. Your lips say one thing, but your life is another. Your heart, where's your real heart? Your heart far from God. You realize if your heart's far from God, the centrality of your affections is your heart. And if it's not loving God 100% or 101%, you're not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. So does our lips make a liar out of us? Because we say one thing, but our life is different. Our real affection is different. God knows the heart, and that should scare you. You know, your heart's deceitful, my heart's deceitful. It has to be brought under the blood. We have to have the mind of Christ. And we just have to be warned again today that we must be careful. You know, Peter did not know his own heart. He said, Lord, I'll die with you. They're not going to take you. I'm going with you, Jesus. I'm going to stick with you, Jesus. I'm not going to deny you. I'm going to fight for you, Jesus. And when the hour came, he began to curse filthy words. He began to swear. And he said, of a truth, I swear I know not the man. He denied the Lord Jesus Christ, who was buying him with a price. And I'm going to tell you, Judas sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And many others forsook him and fled because it just, you know, we say one thing, but when the hour comes and we're put on the center of our temptation or our test, we're going to find out. We're going to find out. So I just warn you today. I encourage you today. Give everything to Jesus. Ask God to show you your heart. Ask God to create in you a clean heart, like David said, renew in you a right spirit. Just cry out to God that he would give you a heart that would not cower, that would not be two-tongued, double-tongued. You know, the Bible said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know, my upper current has got to be the same as my undercurrent. When I was a boy one time, we went swimming in a river, me and my two brothers and my dad. We got in this nice, pretty little clear creek, sandy bottom. It just looked so nice. But we didn't know when we got out a little further in this little river that there was an upper current and there was an undercurrent. And it sucked us all under. Me and my brothers went under, and we were drowning. And there was seemingly no escape. But thank God my dad rescued us. He was a strong enough swimmer and big enough to find us and get us, and God saved us from that drowning. And I just want you to know, sometimes it's like a river. It'll have a seem calm and placid current on top, but it can be turbulent with suck holes and undertows in the current. What's my, you know, I say one thing with my lip. I say I love Jesus. I say I'm a Christian. But, oh, my friend, you know, if I picked you up and dropped you in the middle of Los Angeles or San Francisco and nobody else knew you, what would you do? How would you live? What would you say? What would you look at? What would you read? What would you watch? And that's who you really are. You should be the same no matter where you're dropped. You should love and obey Jesus no matter what. So may God help us today to honor him with our lips, and that our heart will be close to him and not far from him. Jesus bless you today.